This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, July the 5th, and this is the live DJV program acknowledging the birthday celebration of our country and the things that go with it, the music that goes with it, the pictures of the flag waving here, there, and everywhere. And then, of course, there is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Victoria Keelan is here. She's closest to it. I don't mean she's involved in the contest, but have you ever thought about that, though, Jay? And Victoria, getting into something like this, can you imagine eating? This guy has become world famous because he keeps winning these contests and eating this stuff. He goes by the nickname Jaws, but he eats, let's say, this other guy, Jeffrey Esper. How many hot dogs do they eat? What's the record?
The record was 75, and then Joey Chestnut just broke his record for 76. I get heartburn just thinking about this.
Yeah, but and this is like in 10 minutes. This isn't like takes a long time.
Yeah, for them and to it's do like this. 11 days worth of your caloric intake.
Yeah,
in
and then what
minutes.
Does it do to your system? What happens? What comes out the other end?
And do they go like? Do they fast afterwards? Is it kind of like, oh, I don't need to eat for a week?
He's eaten 1,089 hot dogs in these contests that take place every year on Independence Day. And then there's a woman who they have. Why they don't? I would think somebody would put the make a unisex contest out of this. Why should there be a separate contest for women? Why can't it be women and men together? What do we know about this woman, Michelle Lesko, who won the competition on the woman's side? What does she
look
like? Well,
women have smaller stomachs, so, I mean, that's, you know, so she only ate 30, almost 31.
Women have smaller stomachs? I was absent that day from
depending on the size of, yeah. That's why men can process more alcohol than women. Yeah, that's, yeah, they don't need to be going up against each other, so it's fine.
Oh. Okay, we just put the kibosh on that. None of that. Joey Chestnut, anyway, won again. Unbelievable. Eating all that stuff. Ugh, it's just. Jennifer outs me every once in a while because I have been with her on occasion. Every once in a blue moon, I'll be where, you know, you might walk by one of those food trucks and it's serving sausage sandwiches and the smell of it, whatever it is, I have succumbed to that on occasion. It's not something that makes me feel good after the fact. But they smell good, they taste good, and then. But I put. What do you put? So neither of you have hot dogs, right? Jay, you don't eat hot dogs.
Not anymore. I used to. When I did, I liked onions, mustard, and sauerkraut. That was my big one. But yeah, now I just give me veggie dogs. Give me like veggie corn dogs. I really like.
So a veggie corn dog. I have veggie. I've tried. Well, let me put it this way. I've tried veggie hamburgers. They're awful. I've tried veggie hot dogs. They're awful. I've tried those chicken things that are supposed to taste like chicken.
Oh,
they're
that's
awful.
The worst.
Those ones are horrible.
Yeah,
they
that's
really
gross.
Are. Yeah, you don't eat that stuff. And I'm not trying to put those poor people down because everybody needs to make a living making something. But
Morningstar Farms have really good veggie corn dogs.
Do they? So what's the best brand when it comes to all this stuff? I have tried Morningstar Farms, and I don't like it. Sausage patties didn't.
The problem
yeah, those are all gross. I can only attest for the corn dogs. Those ones are the only ones.
Morningstar Farm. Well, the problem though is that it's just all soy. So and that's just awful
for
you. All that processed soy is so bad for you. So and that's not just. I don't want to point out Morningstar Farm. There's a lot of you have to read the bag. So the Beyond stuff that's.
Beyond Burgers and...
Yeah, the Impossible brand, the Beyond brand. They're soy-free.
I have stopped at a Burger King, and I did have one of those Impossible Whoppers once when I couldn't stop anywhere else. I think it was last year. I was traveling back from the West Coast to the East Coast just before the pandemic started. And I had an Impossible Burger, and I must tell you, it was good. I thought it tasted good. I always have, when I do something like that, I have a slice of onion put on it. Like if I have a fish sandwich, if I stop, like there's a little driver, I was coming back last night from the western part of the state, and there's a place in Brookfield called Howard's. And they have, you know, those outside kind of summertime places. And I'll have a fish sandwich with lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickle on it.
And some frozen bottom feeder? That sounds good.
Well, I don't know. Well, this fish is probably frozen. You're probably right.
Oh, it's frozen tilapia. It's the cheapest kind of stuff that you can get. Yeah. It's like the fillet of fish at McDonald's. Everybody calls it the McChum. I mean, it's like the lowest.
Why do they call it McChum? What does that mean?
Because you know what chum is, right?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, chum is the fish guts and all the stuff that they throw into the water when you're trying to attract a bigger fish. Yeah.
That's what they put in a McDonald's fish sandwich?
No, because we're going to get sued if I say that. But no, that's the nickname that a lot of people have called McDonald's.
Okay. I had a filet of fish for the very first time. I have no concept of time now. I almost said 2 days ago. Last week sometime.
A McDonald's?
It was surprisingly delicious. I had one
but
of those.
It was square.
Actually
where do you
surprisingly
find square
good.
Fish? How do they make it square?
Well, it's people very processed.
Must be processed.
Definitely processed. Just like the chicken nuggets.
Right. All right, other things going on for Independence Day. Here's something to be very careful about. There are a lot of people that are doing water rafting. I see at an amusement park that somebody got killed over the weekend. Some people got injured after a raft somehow or other collided with a different kind of water ride at an amusement park in Iowa. A lot of this is going on where the further west you go, the hotter it is. Do you have any of these places, these big water parks? I looked at it, reminded me of the old roller coasters, some of these things they're made out of wood. I would never trust. Look at, if you're wanting to go on one of these rides or go on one of these things at an amusement park, look at how they're constructed. If they're made out of wood, stay away from them because they can overheat time, that wood rots. At least if they're made with a steel superstructure, then, you know, it's probably safer. But anything that's made out of wood, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no,
there.
No.
After watching, there's a Netflix documentary called Class Action Park, and it's about Action Park, which was a park here in New Jersey that was just infamous for injuries and deaths. And so when you see that, when they really go through what that park was doing, oh my gosh, it'll make you never want to go to any amusement park ever again, because it's crazy, crazy stuff. Like, that was so dangerous, and there were no engineers anywhere in sight. Like, I mean, nothing was done correctly. It's just terrifying.
Yep. And then there is the video in Maryland, the explosion. There, you saw that, right? Ocean City, Maryland, the fireworks displays where the explosives were unintentionally discharged.
Oh.
A couple of the employees suffered minor injuries, but they canceled everything. That happens more and more. I tell this story every year because it's so vivid. Here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts unless they are supervised. So this fellow, who was a lieutenant in the fire department, his house was on one of the beaches and one of the lakes in town. And he had a 4th of July party. He bought some illegal firearms, but because all the police and fire were there, he figured, okay, this is as legal as it's going to get. So he's setting off. He spent like $400 for fireworks. And he's setting off this one and that one and down by the beach behind his house. And one of the tube things didn't light off. He lit it with his lighter, and the thing went off. What do they call the little stem that you, the wick.
Mm-hmm.
He lit the wick, and the wick went out. So he looks down the tube.
Oh no!
And it comes off and blows his head off.
Oh my God!
I mean, if there is not a more relevant story to tell when it comes why even people who are professionals that know or ought to know better, I mean, it won't stop people from using them, mm-hmm. But that is the most, that is the utmost example of something happening. This stuff is dangerous as could be. And it's one of the few places where I believe that government does have a role in keeping you safe. If you're not smart enough to know, I mean, I don't even know, with all of the regulations that there are on everything else, how come there aren't more regulations on this stuff? Because it truly is dangerous as all get out.
I'm looking at this video of Ocean City, Maryland, and people are just sitting on the beach. It's 10:30 in the morning, and all these fireworks just start going off, and people are running away because, you know, you don't want to get caught under those embers. But, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. No wonder they canceled the rest of it.
Yep. So as part of our celebration here, this is America and Americanism. I think one of the things is patriotic music that's appropriate. What you're supposed to do. Do you even know, were you taught, the two of you, what to do during the playing of the anthem? Do you stand up? Do you hold your hand on your heart? What do you do when the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, that kind of stuff. Have you been taught? Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, taught to stand up for sure. And then if you're wearing a hat, take off your hat. And then as far as whether you salute or put your hand over your heart or you fold your hands or put them behind your back, if that was kind of up to you. But just standing and taking off your hat were the only two things.
Yeah. Yeah, were you taught that, Victoria?
Sure. I feel like everyone is. I know you're always asking us what we learned in school, but that's, I feel like everybody knows that.
Isn't being taught. It isn't, it's not a part of everything. I don't think this, at this point in our history, I don't think that it is being taught. 17 after the hour. Okay, so we know the last year has really underscored how susceptible, how vulnerable our lungs are, how we need to be careful what we breathe or what we do to take care of our nose, because what passes through your nose is important for your health and well-being. It's like washing your hands and brushing your teeth in the morning. Proper nasal cleansing is so important, and it's so easy thanks to Navage. Navage is the only nose cleaner with powered suction. And if you're using it, if you get on board when we were talking about this late last year for a couple of months, good for you. If you haven't gotten on board yet and you want to experience really cleansing at the height of best it could be, go to the website for Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, and find an order. Try it. Comes with a money-back guarantee. Victoria loves it. Jay loves it. I love it. You'll love it, too. Check it out, Navage.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Three after the hour here on the DJV July 5th program. At this portion and every hour, we have a focus on trending things from social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, that sort of thing. Jay watches that carefully, watches it like a hawk, which is incidental to today because the hawk is the ball. No, it's the eagle, right? Listen to me and the hawk. The ball. For me, when I was a kid growing up, they were both the same kind of. They were things to look out for. We didn't have any bald eagles around. We do now here where I am. But the hawks are everywhere, and they still are. I had a hawk come down and try to eat one of the little ducks on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
Kid, you know, they were all over the place doing that sort of thing. All right, so anyway, that's not about the fourth. Matthew McConaughey has some interesting thoughts about America and how to make it better, and that's trending. We'll get to it right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so, Jay, what does Matthew McConaughey say is the RX to fix America to make it better?
He says that instead of shying away from people's feelings about, you know, protesting the flag or the national anthem or needing a new flag or any of that stuff, embrace it and work to get better for everyone's sake. He's just calling for everyone to have the conversations and listen to each other and come together rather than continuously being divided.
Which we don't. We do not listen to each other. So is he running for governor? That seems to be a rumor that's floating around. He hasn't said yes or no.
Yeah, it's
but he's
still
sounding
just
rumored. Kind of, but he sounds like his pronouncements are being heard. He's being vocal. He's being out there with things that have nothing really to do with his acting career, right? I mean, when you get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, this is, I mean, he seems like he's just an American citizen that's passionate about our country and wants better and wants to figure out what that betterment is. He was saying that, you know, we're Americans, we should be united as one, we should be inclusive for everyone.
Henry Winkler is more or less saying the same thing, and that's also trendy, yeah.
Well,
isn't it?
Henry Winkler is saying that America needs some kind of cataclysmic event to happen.
Didn't we
to
just
bring
have that?
Together.
Like September 11th,
yeah, and that's what so many people are
pandemic.
Talking about. Yeah,
oh,
so
pandemic,
many people are talking
yeah.
about, and they're like, that's a little tone deaf and insensitive. We just had a health pandemic, and then he retorted back of, no, that divide. That's not the cataclysmic event.
I don't think that was a unifier.
It divided
not
everybody.
Like September 11th. It divided the political side of that. I agree. With him. I
Henry
think
got
right.
dragged for this, though, and then he had to come out again and
yeah.
say, I'm not looking to, like, be doom and gloom. I don't want anything horrible to happen. Like, he really, I think he meant well, and it got away from him.
Mm-hmm.
I love him, for the record. I adore Henry Winkler, so I'm not
yeah.
saying anything negative about him. I really love him so much. But, yeah, I think that one kind of got a little out of hand.
And I think that's the problem with people who just tweet things out, because where Matthew McConaughey, he did a video and spoke out, and you can see
mm-hmm.
the emotion. You can hear his tone, where if you just
right.
tweet something out, the reader is going to put
emotion.
Their own tone to
yeah.
it.
Right.
Yeah, and they're
going
to take it a different
yep.
way.
You don't. When email's the same thing. There's absolutely no emotion attached to what's on a flat screen. I mean, it's using it for work or... that's why I love the telephone, because you can hear what I'm thinking and saying, and it's not... It oftentimes creates more problem than it solves, frankly.
That's what emojis are for, Doug. You can
Thank
text
you.
And use,
yeah.
just use emojis. That's what they're for.
28 past the hour.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments, and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamin...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two drug felons escaped from a federal prison in Texas on the 4th of July. Inmates Arturo Campos Zamora and Christopher Salazar were discovered missing from a satellite camp in Three Rivers, Texas, just before 2:30 a.m. local time. Rescue workers in Japan were stepping up efforts to find 113 people still missing from a weekend deadly mudslide near Atami, west of Tokyo. Crews were still finding survivors Monday, including a mother and a baby who escaped injury despite their building being buried in mud. Congresswoman and squad member Cori Bush, the Democrat from Missouri, is facing backlash for her 4th of July tweet claiming America is only free for white people. Quote, "When they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen land, and black people still aren't free." End quote. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on July 4, 1776, and that makes the country 245 years old as of Sunday. That was the day we went from the United Colonies to the United States of America. House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy from California, tells Fox News how conservatives view the 4th of July.
This weekend is about celebrating America's greatness. America is exceptional. Yeah. We're conceived in liberty and dedicated that everybody's equal. You know, America is more than an idea. We're more than just country. Because you know what? This idea is so powerful. 32 years ago, a million kids in China went to Tiananmen Square and stood up to a tank to have freedom of speech. Just in the last 2 years in Hong Kong, they stood against China and the communism because it craved freedom of speech. Even in Iran, when they paint the American flag or the Israeli flag, wanting the college students to walk over it, they walked around it. There's a reason why America should lead in the world, because it's about freedom. There is no better place, no greater place that you can succeed than here. And it's the foundation. But it goes back to what Benjamin Franklin said in that constitutional convention. They asked him, what did he create? We created a republic if you can keep it. It's our responsibility in this generation to stand up to China, to stand up to big tech, to stand up to wokeism. We would not be America today if we allowed wokeism. And this critical race theory is racism. It's telling students, the children, to judge one another based upon the color of their skin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bit more patriotism for the 5th of July as it plays into the 4th of July. The history of our country, the heroes. There has been a lot of discussion about our national anthem. So, ladies, Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner is here, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the live DJV program. I've said this many times, the Star Spangled Banner, not my favorite American patriotic song. So does it make a difference what we like? I mean, the official national anthem, yep, it's the Star Spangled Banner. But there are other things I'm not familiar with.
Who decided that?
Yeah, right.
I'm curious. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. How did that get chosen? I always love America the Beautiful. I would vote for that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yep. That's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. Am I supposed to sing a little of it?
Oh,
for amber waves of grain.
For
purple mountains' majesty. Well, so then there's this Gwen Berry thing. You want to play a little? This actually is a beautiful song. College. Songs all sounding like this. America, America. God shed His grace. And some people even today, they don't like the hair, the His, they say it should be Harris. Alright, so, the song, the Gwen Berry thing, I was listening to a conservative talk radio host talk about, you know, how un-American she is, and this is more playing up the negative instead of the positive.
Give us a reminder of who she is in that story, though.
Well, she's an Olympian, and the Star Spangled Banner was played. She came in third in some contest. I don't even know I've forgotten what her.
I feel like it was an Olympic trial.
A trial, yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah, track and field. And they were told that the national anthem wasn't going to be played while they were on the podium. It was going to be played either before or after or something, but it's actually scheduled out during the trials that it plays at the same time each day, and it just so happened that time fell while they were on the podium.
Yeah.
And she felt like she was almost being dared to do or not do something.
But she took it all, so what it was all about her. And I don't think in this case it was appropriate, frankly. I'm not putting her down like some of these other people did, but I don't know. At some point in time, you got to let it be. Okay, so you don't like this because these things were done to black Americans. Going back to George Washington, there are a lot of people who say, well, we're ignoring our history and forgetting about our heroes when we color everything, pardon the pun, with race relations. George Washington did a lot for our country, for freedom, for prosperity. So where would we be without him? But yet over the last three or four decades, or certainly since 1964 with the Civil Rights Movement, appropriate as it is and was then, we've clouded the history. Even though there were bad things that some of these guys did, it wasn't the only thing. And it didn't define their whole lives and the work that they did. So at some point, it seems to me we acknowledge.
I think we just need to tell the whole story, right? I mean,
right.
That's the thing.
Okay.
You know, when I was a kid, and I think we could probably all relate to this. You know, when I was a kid, you were taught that, you know, George Washington had wooden teeth. Well, it turns out they weren't wooden.
He didn't. Right.
He had teeth that were pulled from slaves, and they were made into like dentures. But that no one, they weren't made of wood, and that's not something that anyone. I never knew that until a couple of years ago.
Were they dead slaves or were they slaves that were alive? That part of it, I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't either. But the fact is, though, we've whitewashed so much of our history I didn't even know that until a few years ago.
Yeah. No, nobody did.
Does that mean that that's everything that we need to say about George Washington? Of course not.
No.
But that is, that's a real whitewashing of something that's pretty horrific.
It's part of what we don't know, and what we should know is the whole story. I think you make a very good case for that. Anyway, so that's sort of enough on that. I was interested in seeing the governor. He's not the only one who's saying this, but unvaccinated Americans are in a death lottery.
Which governor said this?
Has said that.
I know there are five states right now that they're really looking at. In terms of they have the lowest vaccination rates.
Jim Justice, the governor of West Virginia.
Okay.
Said that.
I don't know that West Virginia was on the lowest list, though. They're not, like, in the highest level, like Massachusetts.
I think they're at 56%, whereas the country is at 67%. I'm looking at the stats now.
So, so West Virginia is not that bad, though, because the other states, like, you know, Alabama and I think...
But is it a death lottery? I mean, to a point you can make...
You can make that argument.
You can make the argument that you're just, it's like playing, spin
Russian
the bottle
roulette.
Or something? Russian roulette.
Russian, spin the bottle, very different. I know we had said this off the air, that one of the things that's concerning, you know, Florida had taken great pride in, we didn't close down and we didn't have nearly as many cases or deaths as other states and blah, blah, blah. Well, they also have a very low vaccination rate. And right now, as of this morning, 17% of all new cases of COVID in the country are in Florida. Mm. They've got a big problem heading their way. And they have, I don't know what the problem is. Maybe they think they're in the clear in Florida and that's why people haven't been getting vaccinated. But this Delta variant, I mean, this is no joke. It really, it's
well, It's what is the old word to the wise is efficient. Jimmy and Rosalind
Carter. Ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure.
Pound of cure, right.
That's
another good one. Yep. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter married 75 years. They celebrated their 75th anniversary over the weekend.
I thought it was coming up on Wednesday.
Well, is it? I thought it was. Well, they celebrated this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Whether it's
they're the longest married presidential couple.
Longest married couple that I've ever. I don't know
how
many people have been married.
75?
75
wow.
years.
They're so
it's
cute.
They are kind of cute together. They are, as a matter of fact. Some famous people with health issues. The Pope is in the hospital having internal intestinal surgery is what I was going to say. How do you have intestinal surgery, however, without being internal? So there's probably one too many words in that sentence. He's got a problem, restriction apparently, in his large intestine. So how does that present? Anybody here know anyone who ever had a blockage? And what causes the blockage? Is it something you eat? Is it growth in your
All of those things it could be. My dad has diverticulitis, which is one of the things that I guess the Pope might have here.
What causes that? I don't know anything about it, actually.
I don't know what causes it.
Like little things getting stuck in this one section of your intestines, like seeds or nuts or whatever.
He can't have any seeds or nuts or...
And the problem is once you get it, it can be reoccurring. So, like, once you get it, chances are you're going to have issues with it again.
Does it hurt?
It can be incredibly painful.
Yep. Very painful.
Lands you in the hospital, severe infections. Yeah, it can be really bad if it's not monitored.
What are the signs of it, though? Do you know? Not that I want to make too much out of this.
Well, whenever my dad's has had an issue with it, it's severe abdominal pain, incredible nausea. I mean, really, it's horrible. Yeah.
Sounds really bad.
Yeah.
All right, Martha Stewart also, another person with a health problem. This time she tore her Achilles tendon. I've done that, and it's no pleasure. She's going through the surgical fix this week, but this is a... I have not had mine done because it's a 3 to 6 month... You're really out of commission for almost 3 months, and it's 6 months before you're really back to normal, as long as the actual performance of the operation goes well. A lot of times you've heard people who have had knee operations not good, hip operations not good, all kind of torn rotator cuffs. It seems easier to have a bad job done when it comes to ortho stuff than any other thing. So I tore my ligaments when I was tearing a house down with my crew. About 12 years ago, I fell into a hole and ripped the Achilles and the tendons and the muscles and everything. And my left ankle today is swollen all the time. And I've had it examined by any number of people, both in Boston and Los Angeles. They tell me if it doesn't hurt, don't get it done, especially with your lifestyle. Can you imagine me being cooped up for 3 months? I can't.
No. That could be its own reality show.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
No. So, anyway, good luck to Martha
Stewart. And you rattling around that whole the big house with crutches and up and down stairs. My gosh. No.
Nope.
We'd have to move you to some, like, old folks' home.
I'd have to come down. You'd have to take care of me, Victoria.
We're all on one floor in the apartment, so
Fancy Nancy.
Come
there
on
we go.
Down.
Yeah. 44 past the hour on the 5th of July with Victoria and Jay and Doug. This is the DJV program. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic line of pillows? Now, they've given the same attention to many other products. The product catalog, which you can see at MyPillow.com, has fabulous problems being fixed. Bathrobes and things, loungewear, that came about as a result of the pandemic. People staying at home, so they wanted new things, and MyPillow to the rescue with that. They also have slippers that are cool, very nice. We all have a pair of those. And then the Dream Sheets, the best cotton in the world, from Egypt. This is the fabric feels so soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a really neat finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? So all these things are available in different colors and sizes and that sort of thing. Pretty much all of what you see in the catalog is machine washable. The pillows especially and dryable, very durable. And they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So let's do something right now for you. Let's go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV promo code when you're checking out, and that handles, you know, the discounts from 30 to 65%, whether you're buying the sheets, whether you're buying the towels, whether you're buying other things, the pillows, pillowcases, everything, deep discount with the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
All right, here we are at 48 after the hour. So what's this slip and slide, the diarrhea outbreak? What in the world?
It's a crapshoot if there ever was one.
Oh, crapshoot. Nice going.
Yeah, ultimate slip and slide, explosive diarrhea outbreak due to Giardia. So that...
What's Giardia?
A parasite that causes all kinds of intestinal issues.
Really?
And it halted the show. They only had one more week left of filming. They pretty much were done. And now the network's like, nah, we're just going to walk away from this.
I just thought in talking about what was going on with the Pope, it was appropriate to sort of finish this off, too.
The Coleman Report?
Yes, right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I could go off on this, but you ladies don't want me to. All right?
No, I'm cool with this one. Yeah, go for it. Let it loose, Doug.
Well, we're not here to celebrate some of the great music of our time, but we're here to celebrate movies and how great they are and what's either coming out now or did come out this past weekend, celebrating music and movies from the past. We'll do that with Chuck Curry right after this.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that crew today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Sounds like the opening to a sports broadcast or something. But actually, when you listen to it, you might be able to get back into Back to the Future, because that's what this theme is. And so we're going back to the future. Chuck Curry is here for our celebration of movies that opened on the 4th. And this is one of those, right? He's going to tell me wrong. But didn't it open?
No, you're right. Actually, we're going back 2 days, July 3rd, 1985, Back to the Future. Hit theaters, became a big hit, really a big word-of-mouth hit, and became the number one grossing film back in that year. Hard to believe, Doug, somewhat 31 years later, that movie came out. And I always loved the backstory that, I don't know if you know this, there was an actor named Eric Stoltz, who was in the John Hughes movie, Some Kind of Wonderful. He was Cher's son in The Mask. He had the role of Marty McFly originally because they couldn't get Michael J. Fox out of family ties to do it. They filmed half the movie, and Spielberg, who was the producer, Zemeckis, the director, kept looking at the dailies and realized that Stoltz couldn't get the comic tone of the movie right. So they basically parted ways with him, went to the producers of Family Ties, renegotiated a deal where they could get Michael J. Fox to do both those, the sitcom and the movie at the same time.
I remember that. Yeah.
And his chemistry with Christopher Lloyd was off the charts good. The tone was right. The movie, a lot of people regard Back to the Future, the original, as a perfect film. I think that's pretty accurate. I love the sequels. I think it's a great trilogy. But anyway, a lot of backstory to that movie, which came out.
So there's got to be some clown somewhere that's trying to figure out how they can recreate this movie, right?
I don't know.
I spoke about this.
Yeah.
Zemeckis and I think his name is Bob Gale, another producer on the film, have the rights to either sequelize it or not, and they absolutely say there'll be no more Back to the Future movies. What they did in the original trilogy speaks for itself, and I'm sure Universal would love to do it. And since time travel lends itself to a lot of possibilities in storytelling, I think it would work. Having said that, I think it's better left well enough. And I got one other point. I was reading, it popped up on my Facebook page, that Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd either did or are going to do a convention. Yeah, and Michael J.
They
Fox
maintained great friendship over the years,
yeah,
apparently.
Well, listen to this. Michael J. Fox, to get an I understand why, listen, if you get the money, you take it, but an autographed picture, Michael J. Fox at this convention, $350. Would you say that?
No.
A lot of money.
You?
Listen, I'm sure there's a line around the block with people doing it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, people do it. There are a lot of people who love this
but
stuff.
But is that greedy? I mean, the other money. Side of it is, I don't know what that says.
But the money that he gets is not going into his pocket. It goes to his foundation. So
they just
restored one of the DeLoreans, and I think it sold for $650,000.
Wow.
And all the money went to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for research of Parkinson's. He would get my $350 for sure.
That's cool.
Okay.
Now, number one at the box office, second week in a row, Fast and the Furious 9, $24 million, $117 million in 2 weeks. The Baby Boss 2 plays second, $17.3 in its opening weekend, and Forever Purge round out the top three, 12.7. All Universal movies, Quiet Place 2, which is a Paramount film, 4.2, $144 million so far. That film has done very well. Good legs, people are going back to the movies. Not 100%, but around 60%. So,
by the way, Chuck, I heard you have pretty nice legs. Is that true?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.